Landry, you got the official welcome back at your press conference a couple months ago, but I'll say it again, welcome to Toronto. And how much did you enjoy having the opportunity to be here and get to know the city a little bit, let alone get to know the building and just kind of get, you know your way a little bit before we even get started?
It was good. I didn't want to travel around during the season, not know where I was going. So to kind of come up here a few weeks before training camp, get acclimated with the city, it's been fun so far.
You've talked a little bit already over the last couple of months about the type of personality you have, an outgoing guy, high energy, positive guy, it seems. You like to joke around, have fun. And correct me if I'm wrong, I heard you mention that it was something you even noted about this team, not knowing necessarily a ton about the Raptors, but just knowing that what you have, this team could maybe use.
Yeah, I mean, I come in, there's a lot of guys like me on this team, but you know, I do like to keep it a little light in the locker room, kind of have fun with it. So it's a lot of guys are so serious all the time, so, you know, it's a long season, can't be that serious the entire time.
Was that something, though, as an opponent that you could even sense sometimes, where it's not to say that they're not close, that they're not good with each other, but that they are maybe taking it too serious and that you need to be a little loose to get through 82 games and to you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sometimes, especially when you're having a tough season in terms of the wins and loss columns, I'm sure it makes it kind of, what's the word? What's when you square? What is the word I'm looking for here?
It makes it easier. There's more cohesion.
When you're losing, you don't really have it. So it exponentially.
That's good. Exponentially better. It grows. Yeah. Yes, improves. I don't even know the word. See? Well, we both need it apparently, and I'm actually a journalism graduate, so that's even more embarrassing.
I'm not giving much reference.
The way things, and you're going to probably talk a lot about this over the course of the day, I'm sure today you'll be asked it a ton, but the way things ultimately unfolded to get you here to Toronto, how did you sit back as a player in all of this? And I mean, I don't mean a player, a basketball player, a player in the game of everything that was the sort of shell game that was going on to you know, coordinate all the potential moves that might have happened for Toronto or New York, et cetera.
I kind of just sat back and let my agent do his job, to be honest. So I trust him with everything whatever he does for me. And, you know, he did great. I love being here. I think it's going to be great.
What do you bring to this team? If I ask you, forget about what everybody else says, what do you say you bring to this team?
Ooh, on the court, I'm going to say I'm a guy that doesn't necessarily need to show up well in the stat sheet to be effective. It's kind of that glue guy off the court, like we spoke about before. Just keeping it lighthearted and just making every day fun. It's a fun job. You know, we get to do it for so long, so we might as well sit here and enjoy it.
And when going back to on the court, the type of personnel this team now has, again, forgetting the personality stuff away from the court, all that stuff, but the skills on the court with a guy like Kyle Lowry, with DeRozan, with Bargnani, it seems like this team has been built around being a little more athletic, a little more up-tempo, and that would fit your style, correct?
Definitely, definitely. As of late, we've been playing up-tempo, just in the games and what coach is trying to instill in us. So I think we have the pieces to, you know, to do that, and I think if we come together, we can be very strong. Defensively, we have to be great, though. It's a great Eastern Conference and a lot of big-time guards, big-time teams, so we have to defend well.
Last one for you, though, not just the East. Your own division specifically, your former team, now the Nets, the Celtics, and the Sixers. I mean, it's a beast. It used to be the Titanic. It's certainly not now.
Yeah, it's now that you put it like that, it is some tough teams in that division. So you got to take it a game at a time and not try and give away any games.